But first, there's been a bit of a stoush between Apple and the big banks over the Apple payment system, Apple Pay. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has refused to give an interim authorisation to three of Australia's largest banks to collectively negotiate with Apple for its digital payment system. That's Apple Pay. In July, the Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, National Australia Bank, in addition to Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, sought the permission of the ACCC to create a cartel so that they can act together. They say by joining forces and foregoing their rivalries, they stand a better chance at successfully negotiating with Apple over access to its near-field communication hardware, the NFC. This technology is the one that allows phones to make tap-and-go payments. But Apple says the banks have limited understanding of its digital payment system and see Apple Pay as a threat to their own payment systems. So who will benefit from all this? And should retailers and consumers worry? Nora Zahr has this report.
Last year, Apple's digital payment system, Apple Pay, was rolled out internationally. Major banks and retailers across the United Kingdom, Canada, China, Hong Kong and Singapore embraced the technology giant's latest innovation. But in Australia, three of the country's largest banks are locked in a head-to-head fight with Apple over its refusal to allow access to its near-field communication hardware. So what is Apple Pay and why has it suddenly become a hot topic in the payment industry? Amy Chandadvong from ZDNet explains.
Apple Pay is a near-field communications payment system that's currently only available on iPhones. And so it gives customers the choice to be able to tap and go using their phones rather than having to take a credit card out of their wallet to pay at a point of sale. But the reason why it has been so topical is because currently a lot of the larger banks essentially competing against or with Apple Pay. But because the Apple ecosystem is locked into just only available to iPhone users, the banks essentially want access to that. And so currently they're pushing for the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission to give them the right to negotiate with Apple to Apple basically open up their ecosystem.
Apple Pay is not the only digital payment system on the market. Both Samsung Pay and Google's Android Pay are readily available and compatible with a number of retailers and financial institutions, including ING, Macquarie Bank and the Bank of Sydney. But the introduction of Apple Pay into the Australian market has been a long-awaited innovation for Apple iPhone users.
Main hype around Apple Pay is because they've held off this feature on introducing it with their iPhones for so long. So, you know, as a consumer, it's a better way to be able to pay. But unfortunately, it's currently only restricted to cardholders with American Express. And so that's the other reason. It limits the usage of it up until, I guess, until other credit cards are made available to Apple Pay.
So far, ANZ is the only bank offering Apple Pay to customers across Australia. The bank was initially part of the ACCC application, but it withdrew from the collective in favour of negotiating separately with Apple. Dr. Rob Nichols from the University of New South Wales Business School says ANZ saw the opportunity and took the lead.
ANZ was actually prepared to think about a solution other than an ANZ solution. So it was prepared to actually work closely with Apple to deliver something into the Australian market. What each of the other banks wants is their own application being able to talk to the relevant part of the phone.
Another sticking point in the negotiations is the interchange fees Apple is expected to receive in return. Australian banks charge around 83 cents for every $100 transaction, making it a $2.5 billion industry, and they don't really want to share it with Apple.
But I think it's also a question of who gets the rent. So currently, banks charge merchant fees and collect merchant fees. In effect, what's going to happen is that there's a shift of who gets the share of the merchant fees, whether it's 100% to the banks or part to the banks and part to Apple. So overall, the cost structure isn't so dissimilar to existing payment mechanisms. What's changing is that the banks aren't getting all of it, and that's part of the concern.
The Australian Retailers Association and Coles have thrown their support behind the big banks, but Dr. Nichols suspects it has nothing to do with the retailers favouring them.
Well, they actually want the benefit of Apple Pay, and they see that the banks have all of the back-end infrastructure which is associated with payments in Australia. So, in effect, they're comfortable working with the banks and the banks' payment mechanisms now, and the potential for being able to add Apple Pay into that mix actually just is going to lead to a good outcome for their customers. So I'm not sure how much it's favouring the banks or as to we really want a quick implementation of Apple Pay in Australia that all of the banks are comfortable working with.
And does the Australian payment industry need Apple Pay?
I think it does, and it does for a reason that is uniquely Australian. The proportion of iOS phones, that is Apple phones amongst smartphones, is much higher in Australia than almost any other country. Australia is already in the top five in the world for smartphone penetration. It's just rather unusually, we're 60-40 Apple to Android, and with apologies to Microsoft, it's got a very small share. But in most other countries, that's reversed. So Android would have a significantly larger share than Apple's share. So, yes, it's important to Australia, partly because of the success of Apple's iPhones in Australia.
The ACCC is expected to hand down its draft decision sometime in October. So it remains to be seen whether Apple or the banks can come to the table before then.
Nora Zahr there with that report on Apple Pay hijinks.